Starting in John chapter 14. Yes, ask anything in my name and I will do it. Ask anything. Now, to me, that's a pretty awesome promise. Okay, verse 15 and 16, let's go on. Now, wait a minute here. If you love me, what are you supposed to do? Obey. Oh, my goodness gracious. I get tickled when God brought me and Cheryl together. She told me, she said, honey, I've learned being in your church that I have to submit to you or obey you. She said, you'll have to be patient with me. I will try the best I can to submit to you in all things. Well, one day we had a problem with her puppy, the other puppy. And I got upset at the puppy because she tore up some carpet. And I wanted to get rid of the dog. Cheryl says, no, I'm standing my ground. I'm going to stand for my puppy. I said, well, if you love me, you'd do what I say. She said, well, yes, I do love you. But she said, I've only had you a few months. I've had her for 10 years. In other words, she'd had the dog longer than she'd had me, and so she was not going to get rid of the puppy. So I finally come to my senses and say, okay, this girl really loves this puppy, and I guess I'm going to have to learn to love her too. You know, do we all have that little bit of flesh inside of us? Do we all have that? Sure we do. You know, I mean, and you have to overcome that. I just got through reading the entire book of Proverbs again last night. And I tell you what, if you haven't read the book of Proverbs in its entirety, especially in the NLT, you ought to start, read one chapter of the book of Proverbs every night for a month. You'll read the whole book. But I can't do that. I sat down last night, that's such good food. Man, I got to eat the whole book in one night. That's just such a fantastic book. I just couldn't quit without reading all 31 chapters. It's such good stuff. He says, yes, if you love me, you will obey my commandments. If you love me, you will do what I say. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor who will never leave you. Now, if you're having trouble with the Holy Ghost and getting any power in your life, maybe you need to check out your obeying. He says, if you love me, you will obey me. And if you obey me, then I will ask the Father to send you the counselor, the Holy Spirit. Is that what he said? So if Jesus has not given you any power, and you don't feel like you have the infilling power of the Holy Spirit, maybe you're not obeying his commands. Maybe you ought to ask him, Lord, am I doing something wrong here? Because did he say, if you love me, you will obey my commandments? Verse 17 and 18. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world at large cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you do, because he lives with you now and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. Now, at this point, when Jesus is telling this, the Holy Spirit was not living inside of us. He was living up on people, only a few chosen ones, not everybody. But Jesus, when he came to the earth, it says the Holy Spirit came up on him. But all through the Scripture, well, think about Samson. When Samson and his mother and dad were going over there to Timrah or whatever that little town was, all of a sudden a lion jumps out and runs at them. Now let me ask you a question. If you were walking down the road and all of a sudden a lion starts roaring right towards you, what would you do if that lion started running at you? The average one of us, what would we do? We would run or scream or do something. I mean, we are not going to exercise the power that lives within us. But the Holy Spirit came up on Samson. Let me just ask you this question. How do you see the man Samson in your eyes? What do you think of when you see? Say, all of a sudden you look up here and I'm Samson, and what would you expect to see? I'll tell you what most of us would expect to see. Arms this big. You know, you ever seen a bodybuilder, Mr. World or Hercules or whatever they call it, you know? Muscle pads like this, you know, and legs like this. This is Samson. Yeah, but what if I were to say, this is Samson, and I'm up here, and I'm 5'6", weighed 150 pounds, and you say, that is Samson? It could be. See, it doesn't say that Samson was some great, big, powerful guy. He had no power until the Holy Spirit came upon him. When the Holy Spirit came upon him and fell upon him, he took that lion and tore it apart with his hands. And then, of course, when the Holy Spirit came upon him later, you know, whenever they were reading his riddle, and he killed 30 of them. The next time, whenever they had a problem, and the Holy Spirit came upon him when the jawbone of the donkey was there, how many did he kill that day? 1,000. 1,000. One little boy killed 1,000 people. I'm telling you what, I don't care who Mr. Hercules or anybody else is, there's not a man alive that can take a jawbone of a donkey and swing it enough times to kill 1,000 men and still be standing up. It can't be done. I don't care how good a man he is. But when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, what can you do? I mean, there's no limitations to your power. You don't get tired, nothing. I mean, you can stand, you can do things, you can do awesome things for the Word of God, and nothing can hinder you if the Holy Spirit is the one that's strengthening you and empowering you. I don't have any idea how many times I have preached a healing school and start at 1 o'clock, and I get through at 5 or 6 o'clock, and then pray for people till 8, 9, 10, 11, one night at 12 o'clock. I'm still standing at the front. I've never sat down. I'm teaching a healing school, and two young men come up, and they said, Mr. Scrivener, we'll make this quick. We want you to pray for us. We don't know how you're doing this, but you have been standing here for 8, actually from 1 o'clock till midnight. That's 11 hours. And as far as we know, you have never left this platform for 11 hours. And you have been standing. You've never sat down. How do you do that? You must be exhausted. I said, I don't feel bad at all. I'm like I'm ready for another 11 hours. Now, who's doing that? The Holy Spirit. I mean, you try standing up here for 11 hours without sitting down, you can't do it. In the flesh, there ain't no way. I can't do it either. But when God's in control, I don't even think about these things. I just like Samson. You may not see this great big giant muscular guy that's down at the gym working out every day, but when he comes up on me, I got something far better than the gym. I got the Holy Ghost. And with him empowering my life, what can I do? Anything he wants to do with me. That's absolutely right. Wow. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world at large cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you do because he lives with you now and later will be in you. No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you. And that later has come. Now the Holy Spirit is living inside of every believer. We have him. If we can quote his word and turn him loose, we'll see him do great and mighty things. Verse 19 and 20. In just a little while, the world will not see me again. But you will, for I will live again, and you will too. When I am raised to life again, you will know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. This is the secret that was hidden before the foundations of the world, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So where does Jesus Christ, the Father, and the Holy Ghost live today? Inside us as believers. Yesterday, as Cheryl and I was driving around, she says, would you take me out to the barn where you and Bruce have been working and show me what you've been doing? I said, sure. So I took her out there. We went by and had a little bite to eat, and then I took her out there, and she looked at what I was doing. And then she says, oh, that cemetery right down there, is that where Betty and Amanda's buried? And I said, yes. And I said, in fact, I'll take you by there. You've never been there. I said, let me take you out there and show you where they're buried. So we went out there and we found the place where they're buried. And I said, you know, honey, every time I stand right here, I look right yonder. There's a little girl right there that when she was 15 years old, she moved in with a boy she wasn't married to. Her daddy came to me and told me, Thurman, will you please go talk to my daughter? She's moved in with a boy she's not married to, and she's a Christian. So I went out there, and I walked up to her and him, and I said, sir, are you a Christian? He said, no, I don't want nothing to do with Christians. I said, okay. I said, honey, I know you're a Christian. You come to church with your mom and dad all those years. I saw you baptized. You accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior. I said, do you really believe you're a Christian? She said, yes. As a Christian, I said, the Holy Spirit of God lives in you. Jesus lives in you. And I said, Jesus told us something in 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 17. Let's turn over there right quick. Don't you realize that all of you together are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God lives in you? Now, do we not realize that? That we are the temple of God? God will bring ruin upon anyone who ruins this temple. For God's temple is holy and you Christians are that temple. Isn't that something? 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 17. Now, of course, the King James says that if you defile your temple, he will destroy your temple. What does destroy mean? Kill. That's right. It means to destroy you. Just exactly what it says. I told her, I said, honey, the scripture clearly says that you're not to be unequally yoked with a non-believer, and you're sure as a Christian you're not to move in with a boy that you're not married to. I said, that is totally sin in God's sight. I said, now if you will repent and leave, I said, then God will be okay with this. But I said, if you continue to stay here, it's written in 1 Corinthians 3:16 and 17, that he will destroy your temple. I said, honey, that means he'll kill you. She said, Mr. Scrivener, God is a loving God. He would never hurt me. I said, oh, yes, he will. He will not only hurt you, he will kill you. You know, most people don't believe that at all. Although the scripture says it. Well, she wouldn't believe it. And she said, well, I'm going to live with him. I'm not going to leave. And So I prayed with him and left. And wasn't but a few months, you know, she got pregnant. And then she had this baby. And after the baby was born, her daddy came to me again. He was in my Bible study class there in Justin. He said, Thurman, my daughter has had a baby with that boy. And said, they're still not married. Said, will you go talk to her again? So I did. We did this three times. She had three babies in a few years. And I talked to her every time. And the last one, I told her, I said, honey, I don't know how long God's going to be patient with you. But I said, if you do not repent of this sin, he said in his word, he's going to destroy your temple. Now, you know, if people really believed that, they would change. I've seen so many young people healed when they repented of their sexual sins. And God hadn't, I don't know where the point was that he would destroy you. He alone knows that answer. He might do this to one person and in 2 years he might kill you. There's some people out there might do this and they get killed the first day because God knows everything. You know, he knows whether you know anything or not. He knew this little girl didn't know much, but he sent me three times to warn her over all these years and she would not believe me. And that last time I was there, I told her, I said, honey, I'm just going to tell you, I said, you know, you had three babies now out of wedlock. And I said, you're still tell me you're a Christian. And this boy tells me he's not a Christian. So you're still unequally yoked, bringing children into the world by an unbeliever. I said, God told you if you continue to defile your body, your temple, with sexual immorality, he's going to destroy your temple. I said, that means he's going to kill you sooner or later if you don't stop it. And she said, I'm not going to stop. So I said, okay. So I left. 1 month later, that little boy and that little baby and that little girl went to bed together one night. And the next morning, the boy woke up. The baby woke up, but that young woman had had a massive heart attack in the middle of the night, was stone dead. I told Cheryl, I said, honey, right there. I said, ever come out here? Every time I come out here, I said, I see that little tombstone right there. Well, there it is. I said, I told that girl three times the truth over all those years, and she would not believe, and God finally killed her. You know, if it's written in God's word, why don't we believe it?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return on our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Holy Spirit Empowerment, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.